can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious!
Not sure that that went how it was meant to go then. Did all that come through? Anyhow, we're here and Ivan is back from the Antipodes. Or
morning,
from
boss. Morning, Don.
Just arrived and he had a very interesting story to tell us, Don, because we have an interview coming up next week. I should never preempt this in case it doesn't happen, but for a man who was the representative of the Australian Climate Accord over in Kyoto in 1997, he is coming on. He's written a book about climate change, and he will blow the top off what the general opinion of climate change is and puts it in perspective. And the only reason I mention this is because Ivan got a... morning, Don.
Johnny.
Ivan just was telling people you were here in case you thought I was just speaking to no one in particular. Ivan, you got a cab, a 1-3 cab, 1-3 cabs cab, back from the airport, and you tell us the story about, and this puts it all in perspective, I believe.
Yeah, I did. I flew in this morning, so jumped in the cab. From the airport.
1-3 cabs.
1-3 cabs. Are we... Okay. And Hussein, I think his name was.
Pakistani man.
Yeah, Pakistani
guy. Because you asked
guy.
Him where he was yeah, from and he said from? Pakistan. Yeah. This is not racist or
No, whatever. It's not. Anyway, I jumped in the car and dead quiet. The car is, not the guy. And I said to him, oh, it's electric. And he goes, yep. And I said, how does it go? And he says, shit.
He said, shit.
I said, what? And he said, no, shit. I said, why? And he says, did you realise I've got to get a new car? And it was a reasonably brand new, I think it was a Camry. And he said, no, the batteries is only good for 300,000 kilometres. And I said, well, how long have you had the car? And he goes, nearly 2 years. I said, how many Ks have you done? And he goes, nearly 300,000. So, and then I asked, yeah, so what's it cost for the change of the batteries? And he said, nearly as much as the
car.
That's
right.
So, yeah. What a joke. That's ridiculous.
So, the batteries don't last, and when you do have to change them, Don, you might as well just throw the car away and buy another car.
Yeah.
It is false economy. The electric vehicle push is not anywhere near where it should be. You can't power them up. There's not enough electricity or generated power to power them up because we're getting rid of fossil fuels. If people just stop to work out what sort of world we're living in and who is pushing all this, people like Greta Thunder Thighs, who a stupid little schoolgirl who started all this nonsense, and it is... And you wait till our man comes on next week, who's written this book on climate change and was an Australian representative. You just have a listen to what he says about the climate change farce.
Those farm vehicles, or if you play golf, they're called gators. You probably see the groundsmen using those. They're battery powered.
Yep.
The batteries in those, there's, I think there are 12, it could be 8 to 12 batteries. In total, they cost well over $4,000. And they will last, you know, maybe 2 years.
Yep. Well, there's no point having them, really, is there?
Well, you've got to charge the thing, and then they eventually... And it's just like I went into having solar power put on my place, and they couldn't recommend a battery, and they said the battery would probably last you 10 years and it'll cost you $10,000. So what's the point of it? I just don't understand.
So just before we... there's just a couple of... quite a few things to mention, Don. This is called what's called housekeeping. We'd like to just update you on... because we decided we would join Kate Save's ambition to try and make healthy a number of people by running a competition. We're not... she hasn't taken over the sponsorship of this show, but we just felt that we should keep you updated about the people who contacted Be Fit Food, and that she very generously has given food packages up to the value of $5,000 to people who are struggling a bit and want to get healthy. So we'll just give you a rundown of some of the winners there and how that is ongoing. We will also going to mention that we're going to get Dr. James Stewart in. You know who Dr. James Stewart is, don't you, Don?
My word, I do.
Yeah, that's right. He is.
My word, I do.
He dispenses marijuana oil to those people who think it's a good thing. We think it's a good thing only because we use it. We know nothing about it, and we thought rather than us give our uneducated opinion about it, we might have him in on a semi-regular basis, and he can answer questions that either get sent to us or that I get asked and you get asked away from the podcast. Because he can speak, and he had some very interesting people who've got onto it, and it has helped and cleared up their health problems, their mental problems, their psychological problems, and their they've become depressed, depression problems. So, yes, Ivan?
Can you use it as a preventative? I don't have any injuries yet, so...
That is a very good question. Would you just, if you just...
Why would you use it if you haven't got any problems?
Because he just said it might be prevention is better than the cure. Like
he'd buy a bus.
Oh,
soon.
I don't know. Gee, I'd have to argue that one. Well, why would you get something fixed if you don't have to get
Don,
it fixed?
The very point you said, I don't know about that. That's why we'll get the doctor in. He could say, no, it's no point taking it if you haven't got anything wrong with it. Or you might say, yes, it just keeps you lubricated and whatever. Don, I gave...
Lubricated.
Well, you know, your body lubricated. Oh, Don, I just on that, I gave you my little bottle of THC, not the CDC.
Yeah, I'm working through it. I'm up to two.
Have you had the THC?
I'm up to. I think I've got to have more.
Did you go a bit zonky?
No.
Well, you haven't had enough.
That's what I'm saying. Well, have a little. If you listen to what I say, I'm working up to. I started at one. I'm now at two.
Well, I go bang, and then.
How much did you take on that syringe? In that syringe?
Oh, I overdid. I did. I took far too much.
What, six, seven, eight?
Oh, I don't know.
You just filled the syringe.
I drank it out of the bottle.
Oh, okay.
I sucked it out through the
really?
Little nozzle. Yep, and that saw me away with the pixies. But yeah, so Don, you haven't tried that. So there's just a couple of things. We'll mention Kate Save in a minute, do that. But I thought you might be interested in this, Don. This is the way the world is headed. The Australian College of Surgeons. I'm having a little ankle trouble, and I was in speaking to a surgeon. And surgeons are not doctors necessarily. You call them Mr. If you are qualified and you're just... Mr. is just one up from being a doctor. So you say, Mr. Scott.
Where does a professor come in?
Well, there you are. That's how it goes from doctor to Mr. to professor, I think, is oversees the whole...
academic, maybe?
Academia, yes, all that. But the real toffs in the business are called Mr. And I'm presuming Miss if you're a... I don't know if you'd be called Miss if you're a top surgeon. Anyhow... the man I was speaking to said he's been told by the Australian College of Surgeons that he's not to call himself Mr. now, even though that has been a generic title forever.
Mrs.?
No, you've got to call doctor because it's Mr. is sexist. And the Australian College of Surgeons have weighed in on the fact that it's sexist to call a bloke Mr. because he's
a... Did I see somewhere about grandparents? They changed the name to grandfriends.
Oh, yes, I know, yep. Birthing parents, birthing.
No, I'm serious. It's no, the
I know
parents
you are.
Thing.
I know you are, Don. I know. We mentioned this a year and a half ago. You now got to ask your infant when you change its nappies, is it all right to change your nappies? You've got to reinforce it into its subconscious. Is it all right, sweetheart? I'm going to change your nappies, your diapers.
Sweetheart, you're a bit condescending.
Well, you can call a boy or a girl sweetheart, can't
you?
Oh.
Yeah, no.
Sweetheart.
I think it's feminine, sweetheart, isn't it? Coming from a male.
Feminine?
Well, wouldn't that refer...
What, if you had a little baby gurgling boy pissing and farting in a pram, you could say, hello, sweetheart, how are you?
No, I wouldn't.
Wouldn't you, Don? No. Well, all right. Well, anyhow, so... I'm not allowed to call this man, Mr. I've got to call him Doctor now. I said, no, I'll be
still... Why don't you just refer to him by his Christian name?
Well, I was being formal. I know I won't mention his Christian name. Anyhow, so that the Australian College of Surgeons, how about they just worry about fixing people up health-wise rather than telling us what pronouns we should use, which is going on around the world. Now, James Brayshaw, this breaking news, James Brayshaw, a friend of mine, he's over in France at the minute. He's just...
Shrugging your shoulders and moving your hands? If we had a camera, we could pick all these little... idiosyncrasies.
Well, it's just a pretty simple. He's just become engaged to his long-time partner Lisa, and I just thought I'd let you know.
So, should we shout out?
Yeah, shout out to Jim and Lisa, James and Lisa, who is they're
over. Would they be listening in France? Or they wouldn't be bothered listening to this if they were in
France. I tell you what, Don, they'll get word of it that I've mentioned this because he'll text me and say, "What are you mentioning? I've got going." He probably hasn't told his kids yet. No, I'm sure he has. So that's fantastic because I know both those people. And I noticed Bill Brownless has taken up with a new lass. Did you see that in the paper?
You're going to rival Fiona Byrne.
Well, now that's... I'm glad you mentioned that, Don, because I'm about to bring up Fiona Byrne, Phoebe. Because Phoebe and I were going to get in the old truck and drive down to Boneo last Sunday.
Hang on, old truck. The E-Type, the Boss,
it was just
the Ferrari, the Lamborghini.
It's a throwaway line.
No, well,
one of the five Mustangs.
What?
One of the five Mustangs.
Yes.
Shut up.
Yes.
It's a throwaway line about... No. I was going to drive her. I was going to pick her up in her very, very nice residence over, and I won't tell you where in case she gets... people over there throwing stuff
stones
at her.
Is she the only person who lives in that suburb?
I was going to pick her up and drive her down to the Boneo Estetfords down there, Don, that you...
Show jumping?
Yeah, the Estetfords. Estetfords
is a singing thing, isn't it?
Estetford is a jamboree at a fair. It's a jamboree at a...
I think you're digging a hole here. Jamboree, isn't that what the Cubs and the Scouts do,
exactly.
A jamboree?
Oh, I don't think we're allowed to call them the Cubs and the Scouts anymore. Well, the Boy Scouts got touched up by every single person that oversaw them in America. There was pedophiles coming out your coit, which is a very bad term. Pedophiles were on
what
show.
What about the fellow that was in charge of the Scouts?
He touched
what
up 8 million. What was that?
What was his name? The bloke who started the Boy Scouts.
Oh, yeah.
Dib.
No, that's a bloody...
What was the name of the bloke? No, he wasn't a pedophile. The bloke who started the...
Boy Scout, Baden Powell.
Yeah, Baden Powell, that's right. Yeah. Was he... wasn't a pedophile, was he? What?
No.
Is he alive? If he's alive... it's all right, we can say whatever we like about him if he's not with us. Now, Don... So
you'd
Phoebe,
have to be strange, wouldn't you, being a boy? Did you ever do Boy Scouts?
No,
I just think I couldn't come at it. Get dressed in a uniform and go and learn how to tie knots.
No, I think he died, baby.
Right, well then you can say anything.
1941.
That's right. Well, they've named it in the Baden Powell Highway here or somewhere.
Baden Powell Drive.
Yeah, Baden Powell Drive. That's right. The Boy Scouts Drive. Yeah, that's right. You just go down. And
say whatever you want.
Check out the young kids there. Now, Don, Phoebe, I was going to pick her up and come down and watch the horse jumping. Yeah. And she contacts me and she said, unfortunately, she can't make it because she has COVID. She got it at the races, out at the covering all the... Because she's not a gossip person. She's a socialite reporter.
Oh.
So she's a gossip columnist. And so I couldn't take Phoebe down there, and you did your back, so you weren't going to go. And did you go along in the end?
Yes, I was.
Was it good?
Yeah, good.
Well, I was.
And it was a very good. It's a pity it just doesn't receive the recognition it should. A lot of work goes into that.
Well, we were going to go down.
I know, and Fiona was going to help publicise it.
That's right.
And
we were going to the Pommery tent.
And the Pommery, they were the main sponsors, and it was just so well done. And it's a pity it doesn't receive better exposure, especially on the peninsula, because it's...
They wanted $260 to go into the Pommery...
Really?
Pommery... primary pavilion.
It was probably
and good. Fiona, Phoebe was going to get us some, because we weren't going to pay. But she was going to do a contra thing. Mm. She's going to say, you let us into the primary tent and I'll give you a bit of a mention in the column. But none of that happened because...
She's doing a Labour Party.
I got up early on Sunday, spruced myself up and put some... I don't wear
cologne. Did you shower? Because you don't shower regularly.
No, I didn't. It wasn't that important. I didn't shower.
What? So going out with Fiona wasn't all that important? So
not to have a
shower. The body odour would have taken precedence over...
Don, I sponged myself down.
Sponge yourself.
But I hope I speak clearly.
Well, I know. I'm just amazed. Why wouldn't you just get into the shower? It'd
because
be just quicker.
I sponged the nether regions.
And you'd do a better job in the shower.
I sponged the nether regions down, and I sponged.
But they wouldn't be getting much work out now, would
none.
They? The nether regions.
And only to a bloot. Nothing else. The swings are still there, but the playground's completely fucked now. It's more like an amusement park. Now, Don. So so I sponged the nether regions, and
did it take long?
Hey,
did it take long?
You got to clean your coit.
Yeah.
So I did that, and then I sponged under my arms, and I put some cologne. I put some deodorant, but I put some cologne on.
But you're going nowhere. Why would you do all this work and you're not going anywhere?
So Don, are you listening to what I'm saying? So I did that, and I spruced myself up, and bugger me dead, I looked at the phone. She said, "I'm really sorry." I can't, because I've got COVID. So I was all dressed up and nowhere to go.
Nowhere to go. So what did you do?
If I'd been half inclined, I would have gone up to my flat and taken the top off it. But I don't do that. So
couldn't you have paraded down Bay Street, Port Melbourne?
Like you used to do.
Well, you could pick up a few shout-outs.
You used to walk down there with your Hawthorn jumper hanging out your bag with your open-neck trousers, Don, just looking for all and sundry. Non-binary people.
Any shout-outs this week?
And so
any shout-outs?
Yeah, well, I'm giving Fiona a shout-out, Phoebe.
She's all right now.
You've spoken to her?
Yes.
Oh, well, why didn't you enter into this conversation then?
Because it was your story.
Go ahead then. You've spoken to her. How is she?
Good as gold. Oh, not good, but she's got a frog in her throat, or she's got...
I don't know, you're doing
it. A bit raspy. So but she's getting better. Each day is getting better and she should be all right
so
today.
So is this how it went, Don? You said, Fiona, it's Don here.
Don, thanks for it.
What's wrong with you?
You wouldn't believe it. That fucking Alan Sewell came into the convent.
Leash, bugs and moth.
I think she was entertaining too. Jeff Kennedy.
Jeff. Well, what's wrong with you, Fiona? You can't make it down to the show jumping at the Estetfords. I tell you who's down there. He's got to stand there, and that's Alan Seal. He's going to get rid of any pests that you have if you're starting a garden. Come over and speak to us, Alan. Shut up, Don, please. Leash, bugs and moths. And
Kevin Hines had a stall as well.
Hello, viewers. Tonight I'm going to pot iris. And plant Rose up against the wall.
Bruce McAvaney, right, he wasn't
cheerio,
there, was he?
No, I don't know. Oh, special. Now, listen, Don. So,
was Ben Fordham around?
Ben Fordham.
He'd be loving everyone, wouldn't he? He'd have a love tent,
I
Benny.
I can't do Ben Fordham.
Benny, he'd have a love tent. I love everybody.
I think
he'd be flying flowers.
I believe.
Huh?
Singing. He always sings.
He'd have the family there.
I believe he's got his missus onto listening occasionally to the podcast.
No.
Remember, she wouldn't have a bar of me.
Oh, I think she's just being polite by laughing. She just...
But you know what to laugh. You've got to listen to it.
To keep the relationship, you know, healthy between the two.
I think the doc goes out of his way to keep the relationship. He's married her five times, hasn't he? He takes her to an idyllic place around the world and says, Re-energise the nuptials. Yeah, renew them again.
Renew?
Yeah. I think he does that at the drop of a hat just in case things are
He's certain. A bit of a marriage freak, is he?
I think so. And she was away trekking over in
Moonglass Bay or something.
Wine glass.
Oh, well, it was one of those glass places.
What
would he have done with
Fraser
the kids?
At Fraser National Park. I've done that.
Yeah, you said that when you heard.
I know, I did say that.
He would have had the kids too for the weekend.
That's right. It makes sure the batteries are charged in the iPad and just leave them alone for 4 hours.
Would you?
Yeah, that's right. They amuse themselves on the iPads. Now, Don, so I was in Bunnings. Bunnings.
Which store?
Does that matter?
Yeah, because there's a lot of them and I'd like to know your movements.
Okay, I was in the Port Melbourne's Bunnings store.
It's not far from you.
When you go to Bunnings, you gravitate, even though you don't want certain items, I gravitate towards the sponge, all the big mats areas.
mats.
You know, whether you need them or not, I'm always buying rubber mats and things.
Talking about stores, you know the most fascinating store, and I can't get out of it, is that bloody Aldi. I go
Aldi.
Aldi, and they have these specials.
They do.
It is. Oh, jeez. Oh, that is the greatest trap around, Aldi.
They do. They have these specials.
Why do they have this shit that they sell on specials? And along comes me and buys this
shit. No, because I've seen it. I used to go to Aldi, and then they'd, completely out of the blue, they'd have antique clocks for sale, and they'd be $4, and the list price is $400. And you think, shit, I'll grab an antique clock, and you get it home, and you think, what the fuck did I buy that for?
Exactly.
But it's cheap. So anyhow, I was in Bunnings at Port Melbourne, and a man called Dario.
Was he behind the counter? I mean, behind the register?
Dario was a patron. He was a customer.
Dario.
And he shouted out,
Cosmopolitan.
Hey, Sam, love the podcast. I said, mate, come hither. He said.
What, you're a bit lonely?
No, I said, come on. So what's come your hither. Name? He said, Dario. I said, I'll give you a shout out. He said, oh, will you? I said,
very
yeah.
Good.
So I'm doing that now. And then, Don, has any got any topics, incidentally? I'll just get.
Oh, I just got one from Ed Selby.
Would you, who?
Oh, you know, shout-outs. You're talking about shout-outs. A fellow told me we should interview Frank Sedgman. Ed Selby.
We should interview Frank Sedgman.
Sedgman. Frank. Do you realise that Frank Sedgman, and it mightn't be done again, won the singles, the doubles and the mixed doubles at Wimbledon in the 1 year?
I didn't know that, but I know he was...
Last man to do it.
And he's into his 90s, is he?
Mm-hmm.
And I think he still plays. I was at a function with him not long ago. And Frank is a little frail, as we all are, Don. But he still plays golf, I think, down at Royal Melbourne, I think, Don.
At where?
Royal Melbourne. Another man asked, I want to get onto this, a man asked me to play golf down at Royal Melbourne with him at some stage. Because I texted him, because you said, why don't you get this man on the podcast? So I texted Andrew Gowers, who is standing. Wait till we get onto Hawthorne. I saw a letter that you wrote in conjunction. You've jumped right into the political aspect of Hawthorne. I'm going to get onto that in a minute. But I'm just getting rid of the doc won't like this.
What it's doc?
The doc in Sydney.
What, shout out?
All shout outs?
Because we've done them first. We said, no one's interested in
shout
out. Yeah,
but I think it's just a clash between you two. He's a control freak and so are you.
Oh,
so,
no.
You know, you just don't see, you've just got to come 50-50, both of you.
No, but if we left him to run the whole podcast, we would go global.
Do you think
around.
He's that good?
Oh, he's brilliant.
Do you reckon?
You want to hear the feedback when people say, gee, the doc's good, isn't he?
I saw him on YouTube the other day.
Say, which doc?
Eh? I saw him on YouTube the other day.
YouTube?
Yeah, he was in the blooper section of, the morning show on Channel 9, Carl Stefanovic?
Yeah.
Today Show.
The Today Show, yeah. Is that what it's called?
Well done, that's Ivan.
It. Anyway, there's one woman, I'm going to ask him, Georgie Gardner. She's a fascinating lady. I might ask him. When is he on again?
Hang on, you're going to ask him what about her?
About Georgie Gardner.
Is she available?
She made a lot of bloopers. I thought the funniest one was about a G-spot. They were putting a G-spot in the car park at Channel 9. And she went to management or suggested she go to management and get a G-spot.
In the car park. Right.
I see.
And also there was another one she said about a long...
What's the G mean?
What she have, a long stabby thing. They were talking about intruders coming into their houses and how they protect themselves. And she said she had a long stabby thing beside a bed.
Okay.
And so I'd like to ask Ben.
You'd like to ask
Ben about
the doc. Don't yeah, call the him Ben. Please give him his right title. In fact, we can call him the doctor. We could call him Mr. because the College of Surgeons have said you can't call Mr. Mr. now. You've got to call them doctors, even though they are legitimately misters because they've attained that higher level. So do you remember now? So
remember.
Remember. So Mick Christian, Michael Christian dot MichaelChristianMenswear.com.
Don't tell me he's selling more of those stupid hats.
He sold hundreds of them.
Bullshit.
He sent me.
He's having you on.
Don.
He's got to be. You Don. Could not. Listen, there they all are sitting over there.
That's
those,
not them at all.
Oh, what we are those samples?
We don't have them. You have to send in to MichaelChristianMenswear.com and he's domiciled in Tasmania. And for the very reasonable price of $34.95, he, postage included, he posts them out to you.
We're doing now, a few of these shout-out business too. We've got Kate Save Beef. Can we get the whole lot packaged together,
no,
do you think?
Just a minute.
So we don't have...
Just a minute. So Mick Christian, if I can just find him on my thing here, because I lost all my... Michael Christian has sold hundreds of the hats and the bucket hats, and three people ordered them from South Melbourne market. Do you remember Ralph's Meats?
Yes.
Ralph's Meats. They have exquisite meat, Don.
Is that Jimmy Ralph? Jimmy Ralph was a butcher.
Michael Ralph.
I wonder if he's a relation to Jim Ralph.
Oh, well, if they're in the meat industry,
yeah,
well,
Jim Ralph was.
Anyhow, they have a very, very good pavilion and stall at the South Melbourne market, and got contacted Michael Christian Menswear in Tasmania.com, and they have sent me a photo of them, three of them wearing the You Cannot Be Serious hats in Ralph's, in front of the Ralph Meats pavilion or display in the South Melbourne market. And I've bought meat from there. It's very, very good, Don, even though we're trying to ease ourselves off eating meat because cows fart. You wait till the climate man comes in next week. He said that nonsense. You got to hear.
Don't preempt.
No,
he mightn't front up.
Because he mightn't come up. That's
what
right.
About, have we got any other guests for coming up? We're a bit short of guests. Oh, we had.
Oh, no, Don. So you asked me what? You asked me to get Andrew Gowers in because have you caught up with the disgraceful finale to Alistair Clarkson and the boy from Queensland, what's his name? The coach?
Chris Fagan.
Oh, no. The Fagan-Clarkson debacle about the indigenous...
And Jason Bird.
Honestly...
But hang on, there's Andrew Newbold. He is a commissioner and he's had to step down.
The people are not going on with it that accused them. It is.
No, I think they are starting to go on.
It is honestly the most disgraceful character assassination of people it's amazing. And people are defending it to this day. And it is absolutely disgraceful. So we wish Clarkson and Fagan well because they will recover from this and they'll be. It'll be proven.
Do you know who the football director was back in that time?
Andrew Gowers.
Andrew Gowers was the football director when all that was going on, and all these other people have stood down and whatever else facing a so-called investigation or whatever else.
So I asked Andrew Gowers.
Did you ask him why about being football director at the time when all these accusations were made?
Don, I didn't. I said, would you like to would not like to. Could I ask you, Andrew, to come in and have a chat to us about all things Hawthorn? Because you said get Andrew Gowers in. You loaded the gun, and I fired. And he got back to me and he said, "Thank you, Sam." He said, "I shouldn't read out private texts, but I'm not reading it out. I'm just doing it off the top of my head." He said, "I don't want to officially speak at this stage." I said,
"Why?
Have a game of golf with you." And
game of golf?
You're going to repeat every word?
No,
I
no,
say.
No. Well, you say it. Game of golf.
I said, He said, I don't want to come in. You said, don't want to come in? I said, yeah. And I said, oh, he said, would you like a game of golf? You said, have a game of golf. I said, don't repeat every word I say, Don. So, anyhow.
Sounds like Bobby Davis.
So, fair dinkum, unbelievable. So, Don, you apparently, you've, I was sent a big.
Where are you going to play golf?
A big, what?
Where are you going to play golf?
Well, he said he was a member at headquarters.
Where?
Royal, what?
Where?
When?
No, where are you playing?
Royal Melbourne.
Is that where you tried to? Would they allow you to play? She got blackballed from there, didn't you?
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
So, hang on. I've got to read
Royal Melbourne. What, so what, would you have a discussion?
And Point Lonsdale.
You got blackballed from Point Lonsdale?
No, I didn't get blackballed from anywhere. Now, listen.
You did. You no. did. You went to one of those established golf courses, Royal. No, Royal what's the name of them?
I was
Victoria
put,
or no, Royal McKeesborough.
I was put up.
Put up, but where at?
A couple of clubs and rejected.
So it was Tony Jewell.
Yeah, but there's plenty of people get rejected.
Is there?
Yeah, because
you get blackball.
No, you don't get blackball. You get rejected because people
one,
don't
if one
want
person,
people. Yeah, one person.
One person. All
people
it takes
don't
is one
want
member.
People in the media or in the fucking, they just don't want.
In the where?
In the
fucking
media.
Fucking media.
No, in the media. Now, Don. So it says here's a big letter that you've got to address this, that says, here's a statement from Don Scott and Jeff Harris about what's going on at Hawthorn. A huge article.
Hang on.
A huge article. Look, here it is. Here it was.
Yeah,
sent
we
to
wrote
me.
That because we were part of a process.
Okay.
And I was, and so was Jeff, he obviously believed it as well, that we were unfairly criticised with regard to governance. Which is complete bloody bullshit.
Thank you, Don. We've got Johnny on the spot. That's
Johnny.
You're Don on the spot. I'm asking you now, why were you misquoted and did Andrew
Well,
Gowers,
James Molino and Andrew Gowers both insinuated or said or alluded to the fact that there was poor governance in the club nominating Peter Nankervell as a successor to Jeff Kennett. Now, I sat on a nominations committee, which, shit, I could have been in Queensland enjoying myself, but I decided to do this instead.
That's an oxymoron, Don. You never enjoy yourself no matter where you go. You have that grumpy exterior and you just disdain. You look down on people. You don't engage with them socially, so that's bullshit.
Is that
what
why
you
people
said.
Don't come and sit next to me or at functions?
That would be a very good reason. Mm. I only come and sit next to you because
I... Do you feel sorry for me? Or you got no one else to sit beside? Or people
Both
don't
those.
Come to you?
All
come.
Of the above.
So you and I are the same.
Go on. So what? So you into Gowers, and that's why you wanted to get him here and buttonhole him on the podcast. And I'm just the gopher that gets him on. I just load the guns up and you just go whack. Why wouldn't he come and speak to us?
I don't know. What
well,
do you think?
You criticized
you think he might have been intimidated?
Well, you criticised him what? Because you said he was a liar. Or he
well, I don't
he was
think
inaccurate
he,
in what he said about
inaccurate
you.
Is a better word, and critical of a process which took months to do, and the recommendation was done,
and
it wasn't as Andrew has portrayed the appointment or the nomination of Peter Nankervell.
So you
and I was part of that process. And I was criticised, and Jeff Harris was the other independent member on
so,
there.
So
and
you
so
were
we
just,
were both critical of
were,
those comments.
So you were just a ghost panel set up for effect and for looks.
No.
And they
no,
took no.
no
notice of your recommendations.
No, they did.
They did?
Yes.
Well, what are you criticising him for, or Gowers?
Because he said there was not governed, and the process of, he was part of it. And
part of what, Don?
Part of the process, and he was well aware of the process. He said there was poor governance. Now, there wasn't a person selected to become president.
Do you
we,
know?
We interviewed quite a few, a number, and we made a recommendation to the full board.
Do you know, the more I talked about these things, all you want to do is insert yourself and show that you're the elder statesman of the club, you saved them, and everything you say should be done is according to you. And if someone departs from your particular guidelines, you're into writing letters and criticising them. And can I ask you this? Did you ever think Jeff Kennett did anything good for Hawthorn while he was the
president. Well, Jeff Kahn
blamed. Okay, now. Put the headphones down. You're going to pull them apart. Go on. Put them down.
Well, Jeff created this position himself by coming out. He was caught in between the state government, Daniel Andrews, and the football club. And you cannot become political in a football club, but it encompasses all different types of people. It encompasses all different types of people who are supporters, colour, creed, religion, whatever else. And when you've got your club, you stick and you don't criticise. But unfortunately, he came out against Daniel Andrews through COVID. There was two of them. I'm repeating myself. Peter Credlin on Sky.
What a great thing to come out against the Premier on.
And Jeff Kennett. And he got the Labourites incensed at Hawthorn, who supported Hawthorn. And that was the move. That started all of this.
I'm telling you, it did. Well, I asked you, did Jeff Kennett, how long has he been president? For 20 years?
Quite a while. He's had two stints at it.
All right. So did he ever do anything good? Could you give him some credit for doing something good for Hawthorn? A leader, a man who speaks his mind, who doesn't truck stupidity? Could you give him some credit for something?
He maintained there wasn't anything done really in his second term. I think but he did keep the AFL on their toes, or a little bit honest.
Well, that's all right, isn't it?
He did come
out.
Don't
touch those headphones again, Donna. I'll take them off you.
There you go. And pass them over to you so I don't play with them.
Every time we finish the podcast, I have to throw away
four or five
biros that you dismantle. You pull the clips off them that you put in your breastplate pocket. You take the lead, you take the ink well out of them. You could make 7 different biros out of all the things that you disassemble while you're speaking to me because you fidget. You fidget.
Or eat.
What?
Fidget or eats.
Or eat.
Or eat.
Or eat.
Or eat.
Or eat.
So Don.
Did you read about that psychologist who, his name is Dr. John. I won't try and pronounce his Christian name, a gynecologist.
Doctor, that is his Christian name, John, isn't it?
No, it's not. It's Sarush. Sarish, I think it is.
Sarish John.
Or Sarish.
Is it? What's his surname?
John. Dr. John.
J-O-N.
Yes, J-O-N. J-O-H-N.
H. Fucking hell. I tell you what, Don.
Anyway.
Don't say H.
You didn't read that story about how
the boys from Ralph Meats said, we've got the hats.
Ralph.
Did I say Ralph? Yeah. Ralph Meats.
Ralph.
In the South Mel Market, they said, I can show you the text. They said, we've got the hats from Mick Christian Menswear and tell Don not to keep saying H.
They wouldn't have a clue. They wouldn't have a clue.
They're very articulate.
They
boys.
Would not. They're butchers.
They'll be listening.
They're meat purveyors. Purveyors of meat, Don. They're not
you were
butchers.
A purveyor of meat at one stage.
Heifers. Heifers. And swine. Now, Don.
Not the greyhounds.
Not the spelt greyhound. Now, Don. So what? How did that get? How did we get onto that? How did we?
I have no idea. No. I'm completely lost.
How did we get onto that? Oh, no. So you know when I speak.
No, I was talking about that
John.
No, the gynecologist. What,
give us his spell, it's his Christian name.
John is J-O.
Listen, fuckwit. Give us H again. Give us his Christian name. Spell it.
I think it's spelled.
You think it's spelled?
I'm going to try. S-U-R-E-S-H.
S-U-R-E-S-H. Suresh. S-U-R-E. S-U-R. What? S-U-R-E.
I got him.
What?
Dr. Suresh.
Yes. Suresh. John.
Dr. Suresh John.
Suresh John. That's hard to spell. Why is that hard to say? Suresh John. What about him, Don?
Well, Ivan's going to tell us because he's got him. He's copped a suspension. Does it mention about his suspension,
for
Ivan?
What, Don?
Well, Ivan's going to fill us in, aren't
you,
Ivan?
Fill us in.
A gyno faces ban over.
Yeah. Go on. Jesus.
Gyno faces ban over saggy comment.
Keep going, Ivan.
This is in the paper, is it?
Yes.
This is in the Herald Sun.
Right, so read it
out. Can you believe this?
I don't know what
you're talking about. An eastern suburbs gynecologist is facing suspension after telling a mother of four she was saggy and performing a surgical tidy-up without consent.
Saggy?
Saggy.
What, the minge? The minge is saggy. Well, what's wrong with saying that? If she's had four kids, it probably would be saggy.
Well, he's a doctor.
Well, he said, look, I can fix...
Telling a mum of four, a patient, she was a bit sloppy down there and for performing a surgical tidy-up, which he later told the woman would make her husband happy.
Well, what's wrong with that?
He's beating up work.
Beating up work? He's beating up himself. Don, if he said to his patient, he said, now look, you're a bit sloppy down there. I can tidy this up and tighten it up.
Think he performed the surgical tidy up with her consent.
Oh. So he just took it on himself. So it was,
well, I don't know. Isn't it interesting that he just cops a suspension? Wouldn't you bar him altogether from the medical?
Yeah, but when I take my car in to get it serviced...
This will be good. Yeah.
I don't have to tell...
They put it up on blocks and give it a grease and oil change. You're saying that's what he should have done to the woman?
Well, I don't tell him to, tighten up the wheel nuts. He just does it.
That's so right.
That's what I expect from my doctor.
Oh, I think there's a big difference between fucking wheel nuts and the wheels coming off.
The analogy is the same, Don.
What?
If he said she was a bit sloppy and could possibly tighten up the... Well, look is it called the labia? Or are they the flaps? What's it? Labia?
Don't look at me.
Labia? And he could make a Gladstone bag out of the offcuts. And everyone would be happy. It'd be a sort of a little cottage industry. So what's he bitten the dust, the doc, Dr. John?
I just can't believe this had happened in Victoria and out in the eastern suburbs of Melbourne. I thought this would be an overseas thing.
I was at a function. Someone said to Don once, he said, are you a gynecologist? He said, no, I'm not, but I'm willing to look. That's what someone who asked, came up and asked him.
Woman, hey, you're into American, whatever goes on in America.
Yes.
That school that had the shooting recently, they're now, have they mandated or just putting forward that the children now have their DNA registered so that they can recognise them if something like that happens again?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, now. I'm asking you, because I saw something, and you're into American news, about in Texas, getting Texans, getting their child DNA tested and keeping that on file so they can be identified in the case of abduction or more commonly mass shooting, when some of these assault rifle injuries can leave a child unrecognizable.
Yes, this is a push to get guns prohibited in America to completely ignore the Second Amendment.
How bad is it going if you're going to have your child or the DNA of your child registered and you're sending him off to school? This is just... It's just horrific. I just can't imagine
this is
that.
You've been to America?
I've been to America.
Yeah. Have you fired a gun?
In America?
Yeah,
only a couple of times at people that got unruly at one of the bars I was at, but not seriously, just a couple of flesh wounds down in the lower leg. What are you talking about if I fired a gun? Now, Don and Ivan.
What about Don? Hang on, I'll just bring out. I'm on a roll.
Could we
Dean Laidley. No, Danielle. No,
Don.
What?
I'm glad you said that. Why don't we stop this and then we go?
I'm on a roll.
We'll come back and we'll just
I won't be able to get going again.
Yes, sure, I'll get you going.
No, I'm on a roll.
I'll get you going.